Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, Maysoon, we are really, really, really backed up on announcing stuff. So
we
got to go ahead and do an old-fashioned ramble, maybe.
Oh, shit. Down at home, I thought of my daughter, and I wondered where she could be.
Support for this program came from the Ohio Humanities Council.
You gotta warn me in advance, because I could just go dig up some really random shit for the ramble.
We gotta ramble, ramble, ramble.
Ramble. Oh my God. Our listeners are gonna fucking hate this. I just wanna warn you.
I don't care. They can...
Stop that. Don't be rude to the listeners.
I'm just kidding.
They're so nice and cute.
Oh, yeah. I love the listeners. Speaking of listeners, go ahead and give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Everybody's on vacation. My whole neighborhood is completely empty. Where is everyone? Did they go to Comic-Con and get lost coming home? Yeah. Are they in Europe? Every single motherfucker, I mean, really, like, the parking spots that have never existed before are all of a sudden always available. Yes, it doesn't make any sense.
That's a really good way to know what's going on in your neighborhood, if there's parking. I remember early days of the pandemic, Valencia Street was a ghost town after 5 o'clock. No one was parked on the street.
That's wild.
It was crazy. I was like, wow, everyone has gone to their summer homes. Or wherever. I don't know where
everyone's
they all
got fucking summer homes. What the fuck?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maysoon,
everyone's on their European vacation. Yeah. And good for them.
Okay. Well, I hope they're getting this somehow on their fucking Florentine Airbnb Wi Fi. Maysoon, do you know Mag Galleries, MAG?
Yeah. I haven't been though. Can we go? It's right in my neighborhood.
We've been saying this for ages. There's all these new galleries popping up. We got to go to them. Mm-hmm. We're recording this on July 30th, which is Sunday. Later today, I'm going to Vallejo to see the new gallery that's opening out their personal space. We'll talk about that whenever we have another episode. But we got to get out to all these galleries, including Mag Gallery, which is over there in San Francisco at 3931 18th Street.
Yeah, it's in it's right there. I walked by the other day. I was sort of looking for it, but it was after hours, so I knew it wouldn't be open. Darn.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So they're having, I think, a three-person show with works by Bussy Parker Kehoe, Sarah Smith, and Denise Laws, and that is up August 4th. Through October 1st, so you got plenty of time
that
to get over
long,
there.
Long show.
Yup.
Okay.
And the reception is August 4th from 5 to 9 p.m., and that's in coordination with the Castro Art Walk, that's just an easy way to go see some art. And then there's also a gallery over there called Queer AF.
Yeah.
And I went over there the other day, and I have to say, the gallery sitter / worker there was super nice. So
shout out to the gallery
sitter.
We
love that. Yeah, shout out.
Next time we'll actually get your name.
They made me feel totally welcome in that space.
Aww, I love that.
Maysoon, Nancy Toomey has stuff going on. They're having a show in September, so keep your eyes peeled for that one.
Okay, that's a little bit of a ways from today, from now.
Okay, and then we got our old pals, Casamore Kirkaby.
Yep.
They are having shows like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Hey, when is McAvoy actually? Sorry, go ahead and tell me, and then I'll ask my question.
I don't know what to tell you. Jeff Wall has a show. I guess.
Casemore Kirkaby?
I don't know.
You're really on. This is a real ramble, just FYI. This is like legit ramble.
Yeah, I'm rambling. Rambling. You wouldn't.
This is like rambling without actual information. This is like a totally new ramble. I'm into it. It's kind of like a podcast, but like a ramble instead, where we're just
meandering. It's just
meandering.
Like the podcast.
This is actually a meander.
Oh, yeah. A rambling meander is really...
A meandering ramble.
I'm really trying to get to the bottom of this.
Do you need me to
help
you?
It seems like they're putting some...
It just sounds
they
so
got
quiet.
A Larry, they got a Larry Salton book out that they're doing. Oh. They got a motherfucking something to do with Jeff Walt. I don't know what they're doing. Get over there and ask. They're
Where
open
is this?
Tuesday through...
Are we still talking about...
Case & More Gallery.
We are. Okay, I wasn't even sure.
Oh, no. You know what, Maysoon? It's just called Case & More Gallery.
Oh,
no.
What happened to
Kirkaby? They got rid of Kirkaby. Kirkaby, you got fucked.
Stop.
So that's at 1275 Minnesota
Should
Street.
Should we email them
Tuesday
and just see
through.
If they can share some information about what happened to Kirkaby? Maybe they put out a press release.
They probably did. If I come across it, get over there 11 to 5. God help us. You know, SF MoMA sent a thing out that they're getting some new Yayoi Kusama thing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
They have, this fall is going to be the grand unveiling of this piece called Dreaming of Earth's Sphericity.
Whoa.
I would offer my love. Okay, and that's a new work from this year, 2023.
So Yayoi is still
also,
alive.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. I wasn't sure. It's like one of those things I haven't thought about. Oh, okay.
And then they also have a new thing they're putting up called Love is Calling. That's from 2013.
Okay.
Okay.
And it looks like they're going to put up an infinity room, too, called Infinite Love that has colorful circles in the glass room.
You gotta have an infinity room.
I actually have never been in an infinity room of hers, and I'm looking forward to trying to see one just for fun. It's gonna be impossible. I'm sure it's but at the same time, I kind of refuse to wait in a line that's longer than like 5 minutes, 10 minutes max.
Oh, well.
You know what I'm
good
saying.
Good luck.
Good luck to me.
Yep.
Maybe I can see if some friend can let me in early.
Oh, for sure. Okay, keep an eye peeled for that. We want to say a congratulations to Stella over there at SF MoMA, but no longer. Stella Lockman spent 427 years over there at SF MoMA.
Yeah, in the education department.
And is finally taking leave to move on to, where is it again?
She's going to the Parks Alliance. Because she wants to do more outside programming, which is fucking awesome.
She's going to be the director of activations and programming at the Parks Alliance. Yeah. I can't imagine the weirdo shit that she's going to get into over there.
It's
going to
be great.
There.
If they let her just do what she wants to do, it's going to be fucking awesome. And I really hope they don't, you know, put too many barriers in the way. The Parks Alliance is sort of tied to... the Department of Park and Rec, or Recreation Park and whatever it's called, Rec and Park, I can't remember. So it's
Are you guys going to be in the same union now?
No, because it's sort of like a Friends of Parks Alliance, I believe. Oh, actually, maybe it's not. I always thought Parks Alliance was sort of a Friends of Park and Rec, but maybe it's actually a completely separate nonprofit that has nothing to do with the city.
Oh,
Stella,
so
you're going to have to fill us in later on when you're fully in. Let us know what the Parks
Alliance
is.
Stella, give us a call. Everybody give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can also tweet that number. Oh, no, you can't. You can also text that number. Wait, what do you say?
Are you no longer on Twitter?
No, I'm still on Twitter.
Oh.
It's not called Twitter anymore, Maysoon. It's called X.
Oh, really?
Yeah, stupid fuckface changed it.
I know, what a fucking dumbass.
you know, they put a new sign up on the building downtown there.
Really?
And
that
it's strobing all night long and, like, disturbing the neighbors. It's a whole thing.
Of course. Of course it's disturbing the neighbors.
Maysoon, are you aware of the national hysteria surrounding San Francisco?
Yeah.
You are?
I mean, yeah, everyone's writing about how San Francisco's in a doom spiral.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, honestly, we kind of are.
Why?
Because it's a fucking wreck.
Oh, well, but we're coming at it from the leftist direction.
Well, what are you saying?
The country's saying that our progressive leadership has gotten us into a state of chaos.
That's because they're not progressive. They're fucking corporate shills.
Right. We're coming from a leftist perspective where we think that our conservative government in San Francisco is
selling the city to the fucking devil, and we're all fucking suffering for it. Everyone.
Yep. Okay, go on.
That's all I have to say right now.
You're saying it is a hellhole, but because of conservatism.
And because of capitalism. Primarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Major, so we all agree San Francisco is a hellhole. City. It's just, why is it a hellhole? That's what we can't come together on.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to go ahead and take an unpopular point of view and say it's actually not a hellhole.
Okay.
It's just there's some room for improvement for sure. Could get some more human services out there. But you're like, you're strongly in the hellhole camp.
I think it's a hellhole right now.
Okay.
And, you know, I would like to think that if we change our leadership that it would help us. And I will always be a voter for the better, for the good of everyone.
Okay.
But I'm worried. I do feel worried that it's, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I feel worried about the city.
Okay. But you don't want to expand on that?
Like, we fucking sold all of downtown to tech companies who are no longer here, who, like, have either moved their headquarters or who have all their employees working from home. So it's like a fucking barren wasteland down there, or desert.
Okay. Maysoon, one way that we could all come together in peace, glory, and harmony is to go ahead and get over there to Southern Exposure. And go to the Alternative Exposure convening on Thursday, August 10th. They're going to gather grantees and toast each other's work. You'll learn a little bit about who got that funding from the Alternative Exposure Granting Program. Have a little toast, maybe have a little hug if you're feeling fun. And celebrate all these different arts-related projects and things that are happening. Another way to keep in touch with the up-and-coming stuff of the Bay Area art world. Did you go into a mental black hole?
A little bit.
Okay. Sorry. Can we bring you out of it by talking about BAM PFA? They have a survey of new work by Griselda Rosas.
Wait,
that's
who does?
Opening BAM, Berkeley
you
Art Museum.
Got it. Cool.
And that is going to be up on the day before my birthday, August 30th, and it'll be up through November 19th. So once again, you got loads of time. I think we might have talked about this before, but Griselda Rosas was raised in Tijuana, and she is a visual artist whose practice encompasses textiles, drawing, and sculpture as she explores the themes of cultural hybridity and identity.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I get these emails from AJ Fox.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, see, even my dog's upset about it.
Oh.
Hey, Kala is hiring.
Wait,
are you looking for a job?
You were in the middle of a statement, I thought. Weren't you?
Oh, what was I saying?
Do I even remember?
Nobody knows, so let's just keep it.
No one
keep
knows
it
yet.
Pushing. Hey, there's a few jobs opening up over there at Kala. They're hiring teaching artists. They have some intern positions, but they also have their art sales and collections manager and their communications and development manager. I think those are both full-time jobs. So if you are looking to break into the Kala world,
this is it.
Now
this is the time.
Your chance. That's
especially
right.
If you live in the East Bay, it's really good. Really good.
It doesn't get better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, MOAD has their fall exhibitions coming up, including a show for a beloved, this is from their PR statement, a beloved 84-year-old SF artist, Joe Sam. And that is going to be coming up in September, September 27th through March 3rd. Get over there. They always have a lot of stuff all packed onto one another. So much going on.
Yeah.
So many floors.
For sure. I'm excited.
So many stairs.
So many stairs. So many images on those stairs.
Maysoon, I'm so glad Headlands is sticking with their Ohio logo against all odds.
Has anyone ever talked to you about that statement?
People Some people do.
Do they agree with you, or do they? Are they like, no way, man? It represents this.
No,
that,
they
and
love
other.
It. They're like, Ohio, Ohio.
Anyone from
they're
the Headlands?
Like, O-H-I-O. No, they don't. No, nobody talks to me about
Why
that
Why don't
stuff.
You do like an Ohio performance over at the Headlands? That way you can really bring it home for them.
Ugh, no, I'm not. I'm done performing. I'm
I
retired
think that's a
from public life.
False. I think that's bad.
That I've retired from performing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you want to go up there with me, pal?
I'll go up there with you, pal.
You want to absorb? You want to mop the sweat off me?
Is that my job? Will that be my performative aspect element? Sure, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Maysoon, they're having a thing over there at Cushion Works.
They're having
on
a thing?
On August 5th. Mm-hmm. On August 5th, they're having Bill Orcutt appears at Cushion Works.
Who's that?
And the doors are at 8. The show's at 8:30. It's a $10 suggested donation, but nobody turned away for lack of funds.
Yep.
So get over there.
Who
once
is it?
Again, that Saturday, Bill Orcutt.
Who is that?
Bill Orcutt.
Who? What? What is it?
He is
a
man with a beard. He's got a beard on.
He's
I think
bearded.
He's playing a guitar.
Oh, he's playing guitar.
He's a bearded man.
This is a musical
That's
performance.
Correct. Right.
I understand
yes.
now. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they also have a new t-shirt out, so you should really get on that.
Is that the one with the cat scratching?
Yes, and that's going to win you a lot of credibility.
I know. I love that one. You know, if only I wore t-shirts.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. Our research assistant, Katie Kondo, also doesn't wear
t-shirts
very often.
Or a pin or anything else, I would be like excited to get one. But I just don't wear t-shirts to wear it.
Not even for nighttime?
No.
Wow. The sonic warfare happening in my apartment right now is unbelievable.
What's going on? Is Wally going off again?
Wally's losing his mind. Wow, what are you doing?
I just made a little sound warfare for you.
Wow, that's so
What
fucked
did it sound
up.
Like to you? What if you get
Ooze,
it right? I'm so excited.
Mayonnaise. Somebody punching into a jar of mayonnaise.
Kind of close. It's actually a small milk carton with kefir in it. So it's kind of like a thick, viscous, you know, sound, shaking.
Hey, I want to let artists know that the First People's Fund fellowships.
I think it's viscous. Is it viscous or viscous? I think it's just viscous.
Viscous. Yeah, okay, yeah viscous. You. These are fellowships open to visual, performing, and literary artists with cash awards of $10,000.
Wow.
Applicants must be an enrolled member or provide proof of lineal descendancy of a U.S. federally recognized tribe, a state-recognized tribe, or be an Alaska Native or Native Hawaiian. And the deadlines for that, they have an Artist and Business Leadership Fellowship that is due on August 7th, and then a Cultural Capital Fellowship due on August 14th. Watch out for that.
Who is
and
this?
Once
who's,
again,
who's
that
they?
Is.
What's this organization?
That is the first, well, I did say that at the top, but I that is it. The First People's Fund Fellowships.
Okay, great. And are they based in the Bay Area, or where are they? Do we know anything about them?
They are based in good old.
Maybe we should interview someone from there. I'm going to make it up.
We're definitely not going to do that.
No? Okay.
But
are you
say
sort
we
of like
will.
We absolutely shouldn't ask them, or you just thought we're never going to do
no,
it?
No, I don't think we will, but they are headquartered in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Okay. I was thinking if they were here, it'd be easier, but we could, yeah. Anyhow, we can figure out some interesting
Oh, no, we'll definitely talk to them. We'll be talking to them in the next episode. Let's go ahead and commit to that. They'll be on the next episode. Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to put out a couple artist opportunities for the art listeners, the artist listeners.
That's great. Somart's had an opening this weekend on Friday.
Wait, what is it now?
There's an artist called Paola de la Calle who opened a show. It's a solo show called In This House, We Are All Buried Alive. At Somart's, they're a Colombian-American multidisciplinary artist examining the relationship between power and memory. But I heard it was people were super excited about it. It was the same opening night as the show we had, so I wasn't able to go to the opening, but I'm excited to go check it out. That's on through August 27th.
Hey, we want to really encourage listeners to go see the shows that are up at CIIS, the California Institute of Integral Studies.
Yeah, what's up right now? I hear there were like 6 artists that opened recently.
Yeah, they have shows up that just opened on July 29th and I think it's like interlocking shows curated by Keisha Lucas. So you have Things on Things on Things, Variations on Still Life.
Is that the title? Okay. Things on Things on Things?
Yes, okay. With Alicia Escott, Iman Ye, Lena Coletto, Layla Weaver, Michael Hall, Weston Teruya, and Yvette Molina. Then you have Recurring Utterance by Epd. That's really good. These are all, you really got to go see all these.
Yeah.
Forage from Fire by Norman Quintana. Life in Transition by Claudia Winchulio Paquin. Go see all of these.
What are their hours, okay, though? Because I think they only really are open during the opening there.
They are open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays.
Okay, look at me giving
on all weekdays. And that is at CIIS. That's 14. I'm literally being sonically assaulted by my own dog. So and that is at CIIS, 1453 Mission Street between 10th and 13th Streets in San Francisco. Really get over there. I had to miss the opening for all these.
Me too.
But I am really looking forward to going and seeing those shows.
Kate, I have a metal straw. Yep. I think I stole it from some restaurant.
Okay, really good.
And I can't remember,
that.
What do you use a metal straw for? Just any straw?
Just a drink, yeah.
Just anything. But it's probably not good for hot, right? Well, when do you drink a hot liquid through a straw?
If it gets too hot, it's going to burn your lips off. Yeah.
Okay, so just whatever. Whatever purpose.
Cold drinks, yeah. Okay. I mean, and you wouldn't use a plastic straw for a hot drink
either. No, you sure wouldn't. I don't think you really use straws for hot drinks.
I mean, I don't, but some people might. We got an email from this guy, Robert Grebe.
Grebe.
Okay. Have you heard about this?
No.
You know, a big part of Congratulations Pine Tree is reading spam that we get.
It's true.
And so Robert was like, you clearly resonate with a significant number of Bay Area residents. And I was like, oh, okay, who's this? And
you're like,
then
we
it's
do?
Like, I was like, I know this because I recently came across your podcast and was immediately drawn to it. I was like, oh my God, Robert.
Whoa, that almost sounds real.
But then he was
real.
Just trying to get us like ads on our podcast. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that, Robert.
Robert, that's
if
not
we're
going to
get
doing.
Ads, it better be ads for Bay Area pizza places that are going to then give us free pizza
yes.
for life. If you are somewhere that has something I want, okay, and you're going to give me free stuff, then I'm open to it. But otherwise, I don't want to hear it.
Good.
Okay, well, I heard a little piece of news, Mason.
Oh my gosh. Is this gossip or just news?
Just news.
Okay, fine. I'll take it.
We're delighted to announce this is from Eleanor Harwood Gallery. Oh. They're going to be moving to a new space at Minnesota Street Project.
Oh, okay.
That's They're not moving far. They're just moving to Suite 105, which is on the street level. The first gallery on the right. What was there before? Was that where Evergold was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's what someone was saying.
So watch out for that. They're going to have more space.
Okay, yeah.
That's it for
it's
that.
It's much bigger. It's a significantly bigger space.
Maysoon, I have devastating news to tell you.
Okay. Any word on the new director over at Wattis? Has that happened?
Wattis? No, I haven't heard anything about that.
All right, just checking.
Maysoon, I have to pause because I have to pee like a bastard.
Is this your devastating news?
Yeah.
Who else is hiring a new director? Is there? I feel like there were some other ones happening.
Who?
The Berkeley Museum just has a bunch of new curators. It's like a whole new team over there.
Good God.
That's happened though. I mean, that happened a little while ago. That's not so.
What are they going to do over there?
I don't know that much about it. And then right, the lab. The lab has the new director. Any word on the street about how that's happening? How that's doing? Going?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Are they back in their space yet?
Yes, they've been back in their space.
Should we interview him?
Sure. Yeah.
We'll interview him.
Yeah,
too.
He'll be on the next episode. Okay, John.
We're going to interview all the new directors.
Yep, can't wait.
Find out
schedule
what their
that.
Hopes
makes
and dreams
are. Schedule it in.
Okay, I'm on it. Great. Got it. I wrote it down. Yep. It's already happened.
We're never going to have another soul on this podcast besides us.
You want me to start inviting people again?
Sure.
Or are we not ready for it?
No, we've been ready. Remember we had Gabe by.
Oh, we've been ready. I know, I remember. Yeah.
Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. There's another gallery we need to go to on top of all the other new galleries. But maybe this isn't even a new gallery. Maybe it's just one that I didn't know before. Do you know this gallery, Jonathan Carver Moore?
Oh, yeah. They recently opened. They opened this year.
Okay.
Brand new.
So I'm not just late to the game.
Yeah. No. I haven't been yet. They had a huge opening reception, or gala event I'm forgetting.
Well, while you're looking for that, they are at 960.
That's not the right name.
While you're looking for that.
I don't remember.
Well, they're at 966 Market Street. They're a contemporary art gallery located in San Francisco's transgender district. They're also black owned and LGBTQ owned. That's cool. So get over there. Yeah. The show they have up now, I think, is a photography show. They got a group show up called Sani Banani with Zanelli Muhali. Wow, these are big names. Colin Mafazwe, Sifo Nuse, Lulu Mahlana, and Melissa Mambambo, and Nkosi Ngifili. I have to say I'm very sorry if I did not.
That was a great attempt, though, I have to say.
I did my best on pronunciation there. It looks like a great show. I really want to get over to this.
Yeah. It closes August 5th. So
holy shit.
Basically
we gotta go. We gotta go. We're really late to the game on this
one. Are their hours? Let's have a quick look at the
hours. Yes, the hours, for the love of God.
Okay, it's not in the about.
People, give us the hours front and center. What are we doing here? Everywhere makes it
contact.
So hard. I need
not
dates.
In the
I
contact.
Need addresses. I need hours. I need information.
Okay. Exhibitions. Why don't they have the hours
Am
on their
I
website?
Losing my mind?
Guys, help us. Help me help you. Help me attend your gallery.
For the love of
Jesus.
We've
got the address, we've got the email, but we don't have any hours anywhere.
It shouldn't be this way. I blame the Wattis. I blame actually New York.
Why, they have hours on their websites in New York. There's usually a fucking about page or something that says, hey, here's the thing.
No, I think that this is somehow New York's fault. I just feel like San Francisco's been getting shit on for so much all the time, but it's really New York causing the problems. They're the one who really were the trailblazers of not putting the information clearly front and center on a website about an art gallery. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't really know. I don't really
I thought I was going to be able to just catch you off guard and you would just go with it. Oh, I got to tell you, Maysoon, you're not really on social media much these days, but there was a huge atomization of Twitter because everyone's leaving Twitter because it's gone bananas there.
Because it's shit.
Uh-huh, because Elon is a fucking asshole. And psycho. So now there's all these other things. There's fucking Threads, which is like Instagram, Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
You got fucking Blue Sky, which was made by the original guy who founded Twitter. You got Mastodon, which is like really nerd Twitter. You got to really get your computer science degree to open up an account on there.
I like that it's called Mastodon.
There's other ones too, but I don't know what's going to happen with that. Does feel like the end
of
it.
Are you joining any of them?
I joined all of them.
You did?
Hell yeah.
Oh my goodness, Kate.
Oh, I'll open an account anywhere. Oh. I don't give a fuck.
But I mean, managing them, it sounds like a pain in the ass.
No, I don't manage them. When I have a thought, I just kind of rotate through it, you know? When I have something I need to say,
Twitter.
I'll choose
one.
Let's go.
I'm going to make you one of those, like, twister wheels.
Yeah, exactly. Whose turn is it?
Well, you can spin it and be
But
like,
I got to say, you got to subscribe to all my accounts to get the full picture of what's going on with me.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I'll never know.
You'll never know.
I'll never know. Nope. There will be one account saying one thing. Okay, let me, if I Google Jonathan Carver Gallery hours, maybe that'll come up. It'll just populate.
No,
I really
it's
can't
not
tell
going
you what the
to,
hours
unfortunately.
Are.
Hey, they're having an open call over there at 500 Cap Street for their residency program. It's open to international and local artists, so you should go ahead and get your application in there before August 30th. Once again, that is the day before my birthday. And their application is on Google Forms, it looks like. So that's very easy. I don't even think you have to pay an application fee or anything.
For Google Forms, you shouldn't.
And they give you a $10,000 travel stipend. And up to $10,000 for a project production budget. And I think that's pretty legit. So if you're looking to do something like that, get in there. and the High Line.
Should we interview Jonathan Carver Moore also?
Oh, yeah. All these folks are going to be on our next episode.
I'm putting them on the list.
Yep. Okay. When's our next episode coming out, Mason?
That's going to be at the end of October.
Just kidding.
I'm kidding.
Mason, what are we really doing? Can we commit right now? Are we going to, what are we doing? Are we taking August off? What do you want to do? Or do you want to, put it out an episode every week of August? Or do you want to put out only two episodes in August?
I can already tell you I'm going to be gone for two weekends in August.
Okay.
The first and the last.
Okay, but I can get a guest host.
You can.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay, so basically we're saying it's kind of up to me.
Well, I think let's just do every other week because maybe that's too much for you.
Okay, you want to do it. Okay, so we're just for the rest of summer, we're going down to an episode every other week, which is actually what we've been doing anyway, pretty much. So no big change there. I want to actually really thank the listeners. I recently re-downloaded the Apple Podcast app so I could see how our podcast is rated, and people have been rating the show without us ever telling them to.
Really?
Yes.
How do you see that? Hold
you got go to go to Apple Podcasts, look up Congratulations Pine Tree.
Oh, we're at five. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, we have five stars reviews. Out of 37 reviews, so we want to thank all those 37 people.
Wow. How cute.
Yeah, keep going if you want to go rate us on Apple Podcasts. I mean, I don't think it actually helps us at all. Maybe it helps.
I think it helps people find the show
if they're looking for it. Don't know who would be looking for this show, but
how do you look at the reviews? Can you?
Yeah.
It won't let me click on it.
You gotta click on the show. You go to something, click on, just keep tapping everything you see.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Just tap until you find it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Mason, don't cry.
Oh, my God.
Don't cry.
It's so... Wait, they're pretty old, actually. Yeah. We need to get some new ones.
Yeah, get in there.
There's one from 8 years ago, dude.
Well, yeah.
No, that's probably you.
Yeah.
Kate Likes Music.
Yep, that's me.
Someone on Facebook recommended this podcast.
Thank you,
this
listeners.
Podcast is a ray of warm light in the cold, dark night that is the art world.
Wow, wah! Love that.
That's so cute.
Oh.
I'm crying.
Oh, my God, Mason.
It's really sweet.
Oh, Mason.
I'm not crying.
Oh, okay.
I'm not crying. It's just sweet. It's nice to hear, it's just nice to hear some positive things. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Now, are you thinking that San Francisco actually is not a hellhole?
I think San Francisco has some beautiful pockets of sunshine.
Uh-huh. We must remember today to encourage our listeners to keep submitting your candidates. For the Congratulations Pine
Tree. Oh, my God.
Thank you for not leaving Superstar Award. We are taking applications still. Please email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Try to find...
Okay, what if someone moves to...
Uh-huh.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, try to find someone through the pillars of sulfur that populate the San Francisco countryside.
Try to get through all the pitchforks.
Uh-huh.
And
through the hellhole that is San Francisco. Please try to find one person.
Aw, don't say that. Because what if somehow our podcast becomes like Google searchable for hellhole San Francisco and then we become part of the
God,
fucking...
Oh, God, no. I don't want to get death threats. Nonsense. No, I don't want to get death threats and get doxxed and have people come into Ed All asking Aaron
to fire
me. Well,
also, I don't
want
to add to whatever bullshit.
People are going to be beseeching Aaron to fire me. But I know he will not be. Bend.
Yes.
He will not bend.
We can't put this on the show.
Why?
Okay. We can if you want.
Okay, what else you got, Mason?
I forgot what I was going to just say.
Mm-hmm. I had so many interesting facts and great content things to put out there.
You did?
Yes, so much art experiences happened.
What happened?
Well, I've just had experience after experience like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, and you just forgot them
you
all?
Sure did.
I got nothing. You know how I am.
And I've decided I'm an absurdist, and I'm embracing that as my new foundation of my philosophical life.
What did you how did you determine that you were absurdist?
Because I was reading about existentialism and Albert Camus, you know, who wrote like The Myth of Sisyphus and all that shit. Okay, well, he never, even though he's always talked about as an existentialist, he never claimed that label. He thought he was an absurdist.
Sure.
And absurdists are just like existentialists, only instead of feeling like, okay, like all the modernist grand narratives are bullshit and God is dead and there is no fixed human nature, we all decide our own nature, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone is free to make themselves however they want. It's in your hands. You decide your own meaning because there is no meaning other than the one you choose.
Right.
Okay, well, the absurdists are like, actually, we're in an absurd situation because we are trapped in an irresolvable conflict where humanity will always look for meaning. You can't stop looking for meaning. It's almost like a pathological state. But the universe will never provide any meaning because it is inherently meaningless. And so because we are trapped in this conflict, we are trapped in an absurd situation. And so the absurdist just says, waka waka, that's that on that.
I'm into it.
Really?
I'm okay with it. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
No.
A philosophy based on the belief that the universe is irrational and meaningless, and that the search for order brings the individual into conflict with the universe. That's interesting.
I think it's good.
I don't know.
I'm all for it. Because I feel like it's existentialism, but without a nice little... That's the funny thing about it to me, because I feel like it has... Somehow it has more of a sense of humor than existentialism, but it also is more straight up about, like, yeah, you can pick your own meaning, but that's also bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Interesting.
So I love that, and let's all go ahead and get on board with that. But Maysoon, cool. I feel like you're not on board with it, because I do think that you can, like, charge crystals through the power of the full moon.
No, that's just me trying to find meaning in life.
But don't you think it's kind of real?
No, I don't know.
See,
no.
You do.
I think it's just sort of
no,
like a
problem. Think it's real?
No, it just makes me feel good or makes me feel better.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything real about it.
Uh-huh. But do you think it's kind of real in your heart of hearts?
No, definitely not in my heart
do
of hearts.
Do
I? Well, now that you're saying you're absurdist, I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know. I think I have two.
Although you have been known to do, like, seances and stuff, which makes me feel like you must think it's could potentially be real.
I tried to get the Bemis residency by doing witchcraft 1 year.
Yeah. So that year, maybe you felt
but
like
did
there
I believe,
was a possibility.
Did I truly believe? And if I didn't believe, is that why
probably
it didn't
not.
Work?
I feel like if you truly believed, you would be practicing more regularly also.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. All right, Maysoon.
So
well,
we're all just basically posers in the world. That's fine.
Can anybody be truly single-minded? Okay, Maysoon. Well, I feel like we've
hopefully
really brought
not.
A lot to the table this episode.
Now I'm going to go off and read about all these different philosophies. I love it.
Oh, great. Well, Maysoon, I have to tell you, I can only salute you for all that you're doing and saying and being.
Thank you.
And
I salute you as well, and as always.
Oh, and I bow deeply and I extend my eternal gratitude for that salute. And I'm going to be cherishing that salute from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.
Support for this program came from the Ohio Humanities Council.